What's up, people of this red planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 57 of Reality Monday with your truly, Damn Lai Mapa. Titled Earth, Power and Influence, Part 1. So today, I just came here to come and rant. This is like the third solo podcast episode of Reality Monday I've been doing this year. And in all honesty, I just had to release this episode. And the only topic that kept ringing on my head, it's been ringing on my head for a while now, it's just those two words, power and influence. But then I decided to add it because, like, my belief, which is a general belief, but there are some atheists that will be like, no, that, like, there's no afterlife. What I believe is that power and influence only has importance on this earth. After this earth, it is pointless. There's nothing you want to use power and influence to do in your grief. It has no significance. I think it's a general thing when it comes to all religion. Your power and influence or whatever you have does not belong, like, it does not have any value after this world. So yes, the reason why power and influence has been ringing in my head for a while is because I've come to realize a lot of things in this world. And when it comes to human relations, it's something that's happened throughout the course of time. Power and influence has always been something very, very strong, because, for instance, now, no matter how you are, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, you are definitely influenced by something, and that influence is someone's power over you. So whether it is whether it's by music, whether it is by relationships, whether it is by whether it's by money, whether it's by politics, whether it is by, it can even be by just like the food you eat, the things you consume, and let's say in general, like, there's always like someone or a group of people that has influence over different people, and then that influence gives them power, and you are valued. Like, should I say the rich or the elite, in quote, will only value you based on the influence that you can, like, how much you can influence others, or like the amount of people, the amount of geographical area that your influence covers, the amount of people that you can influence is what makes people look for you a lot of times. For instance, now, when you are like with a set of or a category of people, depending on the grade, because there's always a grade, there's the, should I say, local grade, there's the mid, there's the international grade. And when you're talking about international grade, you're talking about like countries and like influence over countries, influence over like a very large population in the world. For instance, now, like, should I say the wars between countries, the music, like the music industries within countries, like the influence, probably like the not just music, the acting industry. Yes, like the fact that there's this strong influence that different people can exert on each other is what makes them valuable to like others on that scale. So there's the international scale, where if you can influence people on the international scale, obviously, like, your grade is way, way higher, and a lot of people will sort after you. Like, a lot of people sort after you. You'd see yourself being at par with different people. That's one of the reasons why you see a lot of international artists, like, they know it themselves. They are from different countries, but they will definitely know themselves because they have the same level of influence. And probably actors too, they know where they meet themselves. They have like their set of gatherings, they purchase the same kind of things. And them too, they have other people that influence them. But those ones, you cannot even say those ones are, I don't know, maybe they call it worldly influence. But this thing is something that's always baffled me, because there's always, for everybody that exerts influence on one person, there's always something or someone that is always, that is also influencing them. Probably their daily activities, their day-to-day life, although so many of them monetize it. So coming down to the mid-level, there's probably like within continents, like influence within continents, something that is not totally worldwide. And there's also the local level. In fact, if you are breaking these three levels, there are different sub, like, plenty of levels. But in essence, the reason why this fascinates me is the fact that, like, you cannot reach any level in life where you'd say that most people will take you seriously unless you have influence over other people. Like, people will not literally not care about you. She gets, it's not even about money, because even if you have money, she gets, you can exert a certain amount of influence, and you have that power over people. So, for instance, now, if you are someone that you are a genuine person, you care about different people, and you reach a society where at the end of the day, the only thing that they will use to value you is how much you can influence others. They don't care about your genuineness or like your sweetness or your calmness. They just value you based on like how many people, how like what your level of influence is and what your level of power is. So I think because of some things that I've gone through in the last few months, it has made me realize that like no matter how much you say that you're trying to do good in this world, or you're trying to like do something good, you have to, for people to take you seriously, you have to have a certain amount of power and influence, and you have to develop it. Whether you're trying to influence someone in one industry or the other, you have to look for a way to like exert that influence before people now take you seriously, because people will sort you out by themselves. It's not even that you need to even like ask people for something or anything. Once you have power and influence and people can see it, and like you portray that ability, people will definitely sort you out, and then you don't even have to ask for some things for them. Once it is the time, if you just put it out there, they will want to even help you to do these things, because they know that they can also use your power and your influence, or they might just admire you based on the fact that you have influence over them or power over them. So in this world, it's just like something that is really, really important. But at the end of the day, it's still like it's just this world. This world is just very, very crazy. It's also a very sad thing, because sometimes like people, the fact that people really value you for that, it makes emotions like irrelevant. Like it's almost like if you don't have power and influence, you are just nobody cares about you. Just go and find someone to sit down. And it's kind of sad, yeah, but it's just one of those life truths that people, if you don't accept it that way, you just continue stressing yourself over it. So you have to just look for that power, like that influence and power, no matter how much you struggle to get it or anything. But it doesn't mean, yeah, it's only for people that want to do big things, or like people that are interested in like way more than just the ordinary life of getting a normal job, getting something that will just like that will feed you, that will, like a source of income that will just feed you and probably your family and live that normal life. But if you are someone that is looking for more and you reach a circle, there's no how, you would know the importance, like it will come to your head innately that these people really value power and influence. And once you have that power and influence, that's when you can actually speak, or that's when you can, like, nobody will take you for granted. But if you don't have it, people will take you for granted. People will just see you as someone that is this one, like parkour. So it's better to just focus on that. And it's not like it's a terrible thing, because if you have power and influence over something, you can be positive influence. There's positive influence and negative influence also here. I think I did not mention that initially. So you can decide that what you want to base on is positive influence, and like that power to be able to influence people positively. I think that's one thing that I want to make sure that I focus on, hopefully. But then this power and this influence is something that is really, really important. It's scary, it's sad sometimes, but it's just the truth. And then at the end of the day, you look for it. If you are someone that you are looking for it to please people, you just get lost. So that's also like important. Before you look for power and influence, you have to know, why are you looking for it? Is it something that is because of what you want to do? Is it you exactly, or is it some form of influence also over you? I think it's everybody, Sha. Everybody is everybody. Everybody is always influenced to even look for the power and influence. But then, like, to what degree are you in control of it? That's like something that's very important. So yes, I think I just named this part one to go through this. I did not see my experience of why this like kept ringing on my head, although it's something that happened like this year, and it has shaped a lot of my perception about some things and some plans that I want to have in the future. So this is part one. Hopefully part two, my guest, I'll definitely be having a guest. Probably I've gone through this episode and then like known the rudiments of why I got interested in this topic, power, earth power and influence. So I think, yeah, that's everything on my mind now, which I've poured down. Thank you very much for listening to this extent. And yeah, some people will be like, what's all this rumbling about? I hope you got the reason, or like the concept behind this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Damlai Mapa out.